Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm really excited because I finally get to interview the mayor of St. Paul, Melvin Carter, someone who I've known since he was a young boy. And he has just been really special to me and my family. How are you, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter? How are you, sir?
You know, I'm doing really well, and I'm looking forward to the conversation today. I already was before you started us off with that good music.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know. So here's the thing. Last week, as you know, marked a milestone in a local neighborhood's comeback story. Anthony Bradford became the first person to become a homeowner by using St. Paul's Inheritance Fund. The program is designed to help residents and descendants of the historic Rondo neighborhood achieve one of the tenets of the American dream. First of all, congratulations, because you've been working on this for a while. Am I correct?
Yes, we've been working on it for, over a year. It's been in concept for a while, really in creation over the past probably year and a half or so, as we've worked with our staff and our Department of Planning and Economic Development to make it a reality. So it's very much a first in the nation type of program, and we're excited about it, super excited for Mr. Bradford.
So tell us more about St. Paul's Inheritance Fund, how difficult it was to get this started. And then now that it has started and you have that first person who has home ownership because of this, tell me what that has been like. It's got to be one of those, oh, my gosh, we were hurrying up, or, oh, my gosh, look at what we did. And, oh, my gosh, we got so much more to do.
It really is all of the above. It's a dream come true. You know, there are a few pinch me moments in this work for me. And this, you know, that certainly was one of those, being able to celebrate that with him, seeing the staff, how excited and how proud they were of just being able, how grateful they were of being able to be a part of this story is really meaningful. You know, the story well, Geraldine. You know, we all drive I-94 and we take it for granted, and we forget sometimes that, not too long ago, just one generation ago, those were people's homes. That was a neighborhood. And in fact, over 700 homes were taken to build that freeway. There's a study that shows in today's dollars, approximately $157 million in wealth that was stripped from St. Paul's African-American community as a result of that. We've been talking about how bad that is and how much we regret that for a couple of decades now. We've heard public apologies. But, you know, if you take $157 million, you got to say more than sorry. You got to start putting that inheritance back in place. And that's what the Inheritance Fund is about.
Well, this is remarkable because just one person in the Rondo area being able to get this home and talk about it and say, look what happened with this inheritance fund. That in itself can bring tears to my eyes because it's moving forward. So how many years was it before this started?
Well, the families were moved out of Rondo in the late 50s.
Oh, no, I know. No. The question I'm asking, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I think we started kind of ruminating around this about summer of 2020. And obviously we've had a lot going on since summer of 2020. Fortunately, we've got a still relatively new director of our planning and economic development department, whose name is Nicole Goodman. She came in and literally on her day one, she sort of pitched something like this to me and asked me what I thought about it. And we said, yes, let's build it. Went in, I think about last January, saying, all right, let's actually make this a reality. I, proposed it publicly in August of last year. The city council gave us the funding and gave us the go-ahead in January. And so from January to June, our staff kind of put together the rules, publicized an application, started vetting candidates, and started getting the dollars out. Mr. Bradford is the first to close on a home, but one of the things we want people to know as well is if you already own a home, you can access up to $85,000 in fully forgivable funds to renovate an existing home, or up to $110,000 in fully forgivable funds to purchase a new home. So we've had a handful of families who have done the home renovation through the inheritance fund now as well. So we couldn't be more excited about it, Jalen.
It's amazing what is happening here in Rondo. By the way, the big thing for me is that there have been generations now since all of this was going on, right?
That's right.
And we're looking at those that are left, right? Saying to them, okay, you work really hard and make sure that we can get you, you know, into this St. Paul Inheritance Fund. If that is the case, do you have all of the information about those whose families really lost everything? And if so, are you looking to them saying, do you want to be a part of this?
Yeah, we certainly are. And the goal is for, you know, if the person who wasn't, you know, that's why we call it the inheritance fund. You know, my grandparents owned a half a dozen or so commercial properties on Old Rondo. I would have stood to inherit not just the bricks and mortar, but the wealth that those properties represented had it not been for I-94. So the goal is to pick back up where those descendants are concerned. Yes, there's, of course, property records for who the state bought those funds from, who the preceding property owner was before the property was taken, that can help do that. And there's a lot of community wisdom as well. So we've got great partners. For example, the Rondo Land Trust works with us to help verify descendancy, if there's any question. And so the goal is to make it as permissive as possible, while making sure that the funds actually do go to the families and to the descendants of those people who actually have properties taken.
Did you have a quiet, shout at church, or did you, you know, cry and be uplifted by this moment? I can only imagine what this feels like for you, especially considering that you are one of the sons of Rondo area, and that you've championed the Inheritance Fund program to return wealth and home ownership to low-income families affected by I-94 freeway project. I want to know how you feel about this. What did you do? Did you jump? Did you scream? Did you cry? Did you hug everyone that you know and love?
Probably some of all of the above at different points in time during the process. You're right. I'm a descendant of Old Rondo. I've been hearing these stories all my life, and not just the stories, but the generational trauma that's caused by the city, by our government units, by our government entities being involved in stripping people's homes, stripping people's wealth. My father tells a story of remembering seeing the St. Paul Fire Department burn down his parents' home as a training exercise after they were moved out. So when we look at the generations of what we see, when we look at the unrest that we saw after the murder of George Floyd, you know, I'm convinced that wasn't just about police violence. That was about systemic violence and all the ways in which these systems that we pay into that are supposed to be helping us raise our children feel like they end up having their knee on our neck. And so we end up fighting against these legacies. Much of my work is fighting against these legacies that have historically told communities of color, that have historically told low-income Americans, you shouldn't trust government because look at all this evidence that exists that says you're not really who we're here to serve. So our excitement is, one, helping Mr. Bradford and helping so many other folks build that generational wealth. But even more importantly, you know, I think our excitement is the trust that we can build in government and the opportunity that we can have to really serve people, really lift communities, and really do what democracy was supposed to be envisioned to do in the first place, because people give us the license through the confidence and trust that we're building.
I'm so glad that you are the St. Paul mayor. I just want you to know you sound like a preacher, and it just blows my mind because I've known you since you were very young. Let's talk a little bit about the budget.
You knew me since I was a kid in church,
okay.
So that's probably
okay. Exactly. So it says here, with a budget of more than $2.6 million available for the down payment assistance program, more than 500 applicants, including Bradford, filed paperwork for grants. Now, my question is $2.6 million is going to go quickly. Am I correct?
it's going to go really quickly. And the goal has always been to run out of money. We, you know, ended up this spring having to sort of pause the application process and tell folks we can't accept any more applications right now, because we already know that the applications that we have in are likely to, you know, the applications we have in already are likely to fully subscribe all the funding that we have against it. Our goal has always been to run out of money, because that means we're helping people. And then that'll give us an opportunity to go back to the city council and say, hey, look, here's a program that's working. Here's a program that's exciting for us. That's really compelling our community members to come forward. And I'll tell you that I don't take two things that we take as an enormous compliment. One is the fact that, you know, we created a resource and the line is full and people are rushing to it. It means people see the work that we're doing in City Hall as relevant to their lives. The second piece is this, and you know our body of work. We've started a college savings account initiative to start every child born in our city with $50 in a college savings account. We've done piloted guaranteed income programs in St. Paul. We've done a whole lot of things. And every now and then, our staff will call somebody and say, hey, listen, we launched a child college savings account for your child, or, you know, we want to sign you up for 2 years worth of $5,500 checks, no questions asked, as we study what the impacts are on poverty that we can make through a guaranteed income, some type of approach. And every now and then somebody looks and says, wait a minute, this has to be a scam. And we honestly carry that as a badge of honor, because it makes us feel like, oh, we're doing what we said we were going to do. We came into this experiment and said, we're going to reimagine the way City Hall can be relevant in people's lives. And we're going to live beyond the boundaries, beyond the traditional outlines of what we're used to, because we know that doing something different is the only way we can expect different results. And so when people look and say, wait a minute, this seems too good to be true, what are you doing? It makes us feel like we must have gone beyond the boundaries of what people expect from a city.
And once they get a home, once they are able to be in it, how much time do they have? It's theirs. They don't have to worry if they all of a sudden don't have the money to pay the rent, not the rent, but the mortgage. Is that being considered, and you would find other funds?
Well, again, the goal. So the goal is to facilitate wealth creation, and what you just asked is one of the most important questions. Because when we saw the foreclosure crisis 15 years ago or so, I think what ended up happening leading up to that is there were a whole lot of people trying to figure out how to get people's name on a mortgage. But what we've learned is getting somebody's name on a mortgage and facilitating wealth creation through home ownership really are two different things. And so, first of all, Mr. Bradford, in order to qualify for this, had to demonstrate that he would be able to maintain that mortgage. He had to demonstrate that. He took first-time home buyer classes, et cetera, and did some of those things to be able to demonstrate that he was ready to maintain that mortgage. Should something happen, one, he bought a home, and this has been publicized, I think, for $225,000 or $229,000, something like that, and the city put up $90,000 against that purchase. So he has wealth to fall back on. He has equity to fall back on should something happen. That's really important for us. And then the other piece for us is to say, we've actually changed, and this is one of these kind of nerdy but important changes. We changed the criteria for the forgiveness of those dollars. Historically, the city's forgivable funds and then to purchase a home says it's forgivable over 30 years. So if you sell that home after 25 years, or if you move out after 25 years, you still owe that money back to the city. Again, that's not facilitating wealth creation. So we cut that in half and said, listen, we're going to amortize it over 15 years. And every single year, 1/15 of the funds will be forgiven. So if he moves out after 5 years, then obviously he's got one third of that original subsidy is his in the form of equity in the home. So the entire goal is to facilitate equity, to facilitate people getting on their feet financially and really becoming self-sustainable. And we see that equity, the ability to move into that home on day one with significant equity in that space, as a real cushion. In the same as it is for millions of other Americans, finally having that cushion of equity for African-American families as well, I think will be key.
I cannot tell you how grateful I am of what you have put together. And it's here. It's begun. That's amazing.
It's
so
here.
How do you build up yourself? You know, it takes all of us to really have someone that pours back into us that joy, that happiness, and the great ideas. You have so many great ideas, but who do you go to? Who is the person or people who lifts you up during difficult time?
You might hear it, you know, it's Sunday night, so I just had a 3-year-old walk in the room, and so you might hear some of my lift-uppers as we chat. But in knowing me, you also know my family. You know, I have an incredible family between my wife and our children, my parents, you know, we have, and my sisters and, you know, extended family. We have an incredible kind of family support that sort of, you know, my friends always joke that we were in training to be public leaders from birth. And then I'll tell you, I get a chance to work with and to just see and to learn from some of the most incredible crew of city staff I've ever seen in my life. And so, you know, when we talk about the Inheritance Fund, you know, this is, me getting a chance to give speeches and do interviews about some really hard pencil sharpening work that our housing director and our planning and economic developer director and some of our other housing team staff, like, really, really got to work and did. And so I'm really, really blessed every single day to be able to be surrounded by people who are experts in their field, who understand this city and the dynamics of the city, like, and who are incredibly committed to just making us, our community, a little bit stronger and a little bit better. We wouldn't be able to do all this if it wasn't for the incredible staff we get to work with.
Well, sir, I wish I had more time with you, but Mayor Melvin Carter of St. Paul, yes, go right ahead.
Let me tell you one more thing. You started this with Kirk Franklin. You asked me about, you know, what if I, you know, shouted at church or something. And I'll tell you this. I'm also really honored and blessed because there's probably not a week that passes that some auntie or somebody's grandma or somebody at the coffee shop or at the barber shop or at the grocery store looks at me and says, you know, I appreciate what you're doing and I'm praying for you. And I appreciate that so much. And it means so much to me. And as you say, kind of, where do I get that energy? I'll also say, you know, it's a privilege to be able to be doing the type of work that we're doing, to be able to be, I think, doing it in such a unique fashion as we're doing it, and to be surrounded by community members who not only support it, but who, you know, who give me strength. And it's a blessing to be able to serve in this role and really never feel like I'm isolated or by myself.
Well, you matter, sir. What you do, it matters. So keep going. I am so proud of you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Mayor Melvin Carter of St. Paul. It has been a pleasure, sir, and I do hope that we will get a chance to talk about it more in the future.
That's right. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.